You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Sandy, your host. In our last podcast episode, we put the finishing touches on our six-part Leave It Better series. The series highlighted impactful yet very practical ways we can all make the world a better place by our intentional actions. Today, we're starting a new 10-part series on leadership. In today's fast-paced and constantly changing world, leadership skills are essential for success. Whether you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or the head of a household, there are key strategies and tips that can help you become a more effective leader in your daily life. Today's episode is squarely focused on what leadership is, including the different styles. Tomorrow, we'll focus on making tough decisions. Leadership is defined in many different ways, but there are core traits that are consistently mentioned. A leader is someone who possesses the ability to motivate, inspire, and guide others towards a common goal or vision. True leaders demonstrate integrity, empathy, decisiveness, and effective communication skills in their interactions with others. They lead by example. They display qualities of humility, transparency, and accountability. A true leader fosters a culture of collaboration where ideas are freely exchanged and feedback is welcomed. To know if you are a true leader, you must objectively evaluate your actions and impacts on others. Ask yourself if you consistently inspire and empower those around you, if you've earned the trust and respect of your team members and people close to you through your actions and decisions. True leadership is not really about titles or positions, but rather about the positive influence one has on those they lead. Leadership is a critical component of running organizations and your life effectively. There are many different styles of leadership that have been identified by researchers and scholars over the years. Understanding and utilizing these various styles can help you adapt to different situations and can also help you lead yourself and your teams and those close to you to success. Though there are many, many leadership styles, the most prominent styles are the autocratic, the democratic, the transformational, the transactional, the servant, the situational, the charismatic, and the laissez-faire leadership. Let's start with autocratic. The autocratic leadership style, in which the leader makes a decision without the input of their team members. This style can be effective in situations where quick decisions need to be made, or when the leader has more expertise than their team members. However, it can also lead to resentment and disengagement among team members who feel marginalized and undervalued, because you know, everyone wants their voice heard. On the other hand, the democratic leadership style involves the leader making decisions in consultation with their team members. And when we say team, it can really be anybody within your sphere of influence, even in your personal life. The people that support you, that are with you, those are also team members. So if you view it from that perspective, it all makes sense to apply this not only to your business life, but also to your personal life as well. So the democratic leadership style can foster a sense of ownership and commitment among team members, leading to higher levels of engagement and motivation, but it does have some drawbacks. It can also create confusion and slow down decision-making processes if not managed effectively. And then there's the transformational leadership style. It focuses on inspiring and motivating your team members to achieve their full potential. This style involves the leader setting a clear vision and empowering their teams to achieve it. Transformational leaders are often charismatic, they're passionate, and they're able to inspire loyalty and dedication among their team members. Transactional leadership, on the other hand, is more focused on maintaining order and ensuring that tasks are completed efficiently. So the bottom line, this style involves the leader setting clear goals and providing rewards or punishments based on team members' performance. While transactional leadership can be effective in certain situations, it can also lead to a lack of creativity and innovation among team members. Servant leadership. Servant leadership is a style that focuses on serving the needs of others before one's own. This style involves the leader putting the needs of their team members first and empowering them to achieve their goals. Servant leaders are often humble and compassionate, and they are able to build strong relationships with their team members based on trust and respect. Situational leaders are able to assess the needs of their team members and adjust their leadership style accordingly. Charismatic leadership. That style focuses on the leader's ability to inspire and motivate their team members through their charisma and personality. Charismatic leaders are often seen as confident and dynamic, and they're able to rally their team members around a shared vision. While charismatic leadership can be effective in certain situations, it can also lead to a cult of personality and a lack of focus on achieving tangible results. Finally, the laissez-faire leadership is a style that involves the leader taking a hands-off approach and allowing their team members to make decisions independently. This style can be effective in situations where team members are highly skilled and self-motivated, but it can also lead to a lack of direction and accountability if not managed effectively. Different styles of leadership can be effective in various situations. By understanding these different styles and their strengths and weaknesses, we can adapt our approach to best meet the needs of our team members and achieve our goals. Effective leadership is not about using one specific style, but about being able to be flexible and intelligent by using a combination of styles to lead effectively. One of the hallmarks of a leader is making tough decisions, because you're responsible for the well-being and success of your team and organization and yourself. The decisions might involve difficult choices that affect people's lives, livelihoods, and futures. It takes courage, wisdom, and a strong sense of responsibility to navigate through challenging situations and make the best decisions for the greater good. A leader must be willing to take risks, face criticism, and stand by their choices even when they are unpopular or controversial. Ultimately, a leader's ability to make tough decisions can determine the success or failure of their team or organization. We'll talk more about making tough decisions tomorrow. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review, follow, and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 120 podcast episodes and counting on my blog, dothisfirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note and provide updates on coaching, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available. Tomorrow, we'll continue our 10-part leadership series. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see power in you. Past weighs you down. Look around, they can't be found. I see a champion in you. I see a champion in you.